Fuller.
Hi, this is Nina at XPO Logistics,
yes,
Home
ma'am.
Depot's service provider. Yes. Is this Mr.
Right. Rahman, go ahead.
Mr. Rahman, I'm calling to confirm what happened with the AC installation today.
Sure.
The technician stated that it needs to be brung up to code. He said that your old unit is, there's no window. The unit is being held by a metal piece that's holding the AC inside the plexi plastic glass, and that's out of code. Do you understand that?
Well,
are you aware
I don't buy
of that?
I disagree with that assessment. This is an installation that was done by a professional, and it is not being held in place by a piece of plexiglass. There's a metal bracket piece that extends from one end of the metal window to the other, and it's secured with fasteners that are absolutely functional, and they do the job. They've been doing it for 10 years. So as far as
I'm not disputing what the actual site looks like. What the issue is it has to be in a window.
It's in a window right now. It's called a window.
It's called a window? What you mean?
It
I don't understand.
Window. Did he send you a photo? He took a photo. Did he send you a photo of the air conditioner as it is situated right now?
I can look and see if there's a photo on here. Did he upload a photo yet?
Okay, that would be good. Because he did take a photo, and if you look at the photo, you'll see that it's installed in a window. It's worked for 10 years in the window.
You say it's in a window? Why did he say it's not in a window?
Well, I don't know why he would say that, because that's where you put the air conditioners. If you want them to work, they have to be in a window. It's been here for 10 years in the window.
Oh, my.
I think there might be a language issue there.
So you're saying that it is a window, and the technician took a picture of the window. So what did he tell you the reason why he cannot install it?
Oh, well, it has a custom piece of metal that grows across the top of it, and then alongside, on both sides, there are custom pieces of plexi that have been fastened, and also they put some kind of caulking, like putty, on the side of it, just to seal it. But I don't think he could handle the job. This is definitely a high-level installation job, and I don't think that he's been trained for that. His capability, as he explained to me, was you have the kind of window that slides up and down, and you just bring the AC, the window down on top of the AC.
And mount it. Yes.
And that's it.
So he
cannot handle a custom installation.
Oh, so basically it's outside of what we call it is out of scope. I mean, outside of the installation.
Right.
Realm.
It seems like, your technicians don't have the capability for this.
They do have it, but it'll be additional. See, customized installation. They should have required a pre-measure so the senior tech can come out and do the work. We would know
in advance. You're saying more money.
Oh yeah, it's going to be more money if we're able to do it. I don't know. See, they'll have to do a measure. They're going to have to come out and measure that.
All right, they're welcome.
They're going to have to come out and do a pre-measure. We're going to have to speak with the store as well as the technician office. See, this is just a technician. The senior tech of he's probably going to evaluate that picture. I'm going to make sure the technician upload it so we can get back with you as to how, about the quotes.
Okay.
Additional work is quotes. And they have to have a pre-measure so they can come out and look to see what's needed.
So you can't give me an estimate on that, right?
Oh, no, sir. See, because I don't know what's needed. A senior tech could tell me, if he's able to even do it. So it sounds like the other AC needs to be uninstalled because it's customized.
Right.
We understand about customization. Things are built in. and customized for that air conditioner. But we have a new air conditioner that needs to go in. So that's going to take either a senior agent to review and, you know, put thumbs up or thumbs down. We should know something by 24 hours because he's got to go back to the office and report, you know, give the updates.
All right. Yeah. So the first thing that he said was that it's not the right size, that it will not fit. So I disagreed with him on that because I checked the measurements before I made the purchase. And when he did the measurements, he saw that it would fit. But then he couldn't handle what was required to remove the old unit and replace it with a new one. So he clearly didn't have that ability. So, all right, I'll wait for a contact from your office about the senior tech coming to have a look. And I guess in the meantime, I'll also check and see what I can find out. So I'll wait to hear from your side.
Okay, let me ask you this. The person who you was telling me who installed it, are they able to come out and uninstall it?
Oh, well, if he comes out, then he will uninstall and install the new one, I guess, right? That's what you're asking?
No, I'm asking the first part.
Well, if the same guy could install it, he could easily uninstall this and install the new one, right?
That's correct too.
Right. So why would I, pay for two people to come out?
Well, let me say this. Suppose he can't install our air conditioner. That's where we come in at.
Well, no, I think the man who did the job was an expert. And I'll tell you real quick. There was another guy who came before him, and he couldn't handle the job. He came all the way out. He even bought some material, and he couldn't handle it. This is definitely an expert-level job, no doubt about it. So it takes an expert who has that kind of experience. You can look at the photo, and you'll see. Basically, what it is just custom pieces of plexi that were cut out, but they will fit these dimensions. So your technician today didn't have the capability to handle that. He just does slide in units, pull the window down, couple of screws, maybe the support bracket, and done. So it's, you know, it's a different level. It requires an expert. Yeah.
Okay, I do apologize, but sounds like that's a nice unit. Anything customized most of the time is very nice.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what it is this is an old building with these very old kind of windows, and they were protected from, because of zoning, they couldn't remove the windows. So people had to be able to handle this kind of a metal window. And, yeah, so that's the situation. But, thank you very much for your gracious understanding of the situation. And I guess if your techs can't handle it, I guess I'll, you know, have to request a refund for the installation.
That is correct.
I apologize.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like is going to happen, because we've been out there twice. And so that means that they are aware if we've been out there twice, even though I don't see
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Measure.
The first time, the Home Depot had not yet delivered the AC. So that's why the first visit was fruitless.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you said that. So we haven't been out, but I'm going to follow up on it, have our regional to follow up on this issue.
Okay, great. Thank you very, very much, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Is there any further assistance I can help you with today?
No, that's it for me today. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. This is Nina at XPO. Enjoy your day, sir.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.